that if you show after Liverpool 2, Sheffield United 1, it's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for this one. Gents, we'll get into everything that we usually do in a sec. But Neil, I think it's important to sort of firstly register between us the gravitas and importance of the win and the feeling of that from what we are really supporters who can't be in a football ground. And, you know, there's so much separation now from ourselves to the football team and to the enterprise, but you sort of remember last night that this is a race to something, and these moments matter if it's going to be a race to something that ends in Liverpool winning another league title.
It's the first game that feels like a game from last season in every sense, to be quite honest with you, but in the sense of the aim, the purpose of this is the 20th league title. And it's the first time that it doesn't feel like we're trying to celebrate something. It's the first one that doesn't feel like it's a throwback. It's the first one that doesn't feel like a local rivalry or just a big game, a la Chelsea away. It's the one that I think more than any really just was the reminder that these games aren't just, they're not just accidents that are happening at random to entertain us and make us laugh or make us cross or make us whatever, that the part of a tapestry of 38 of them. And I think it's really interesting that it just sort of came from nowhere last night. And I think if they'd have cruised to a 3-0, if the early trend shot goes in and then they do something else brilliant, it would have felt again a bit back like watching the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, if that trend shot goes in and Liverpool the 3-0 up at half time and it finishes 3-0 and they've just purred, then I actually don't think it feels as momentous, because you're just watching, my God, aren't these brilliant? And it's like they're putting a show on for us. Yesterday was the one that felt like the us part was about what happens come April, come May. And it's a bit of a reminder, and a reminder in a really good way. I think it's a reminder in a way that will also, I think, help the manager and help us understand some team selections that might be coming across the next few weeks, because ultimately we need these players to be in the best possible nick for the business end of this season. And I think we got a little bit of a glimpse yesterday, and I think we're getting glimpses when I think City dropping points as well helps put this in context earlier in the day. The fact that they look stale and a bit lacklustre and just a bit sapped, a bit short of energy. I think all of this coalesces yesterday evening's result to almost be, in a really weird way, the first game of the 2020-2021 season with reference to winning a league title.